Proverbs 15:1 says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." We have to begin any discussion about words in this imbalanced age of positivism with a disclaimer. There are times when our words must be sharp or even grievous. Sometimes people need to be upset. Angering someone when necessary is not a sin. See Matthew 23, Romans 16, 17, Titus 1, 13, and elsewhere. But the context of this proverb is obviously about those times when such words are not only not necessary, but can cause unnecessary wrath and anger. In the typical situation that you and I are faced with, grievous words stir up anger, and that anger is unnecessary and unwanted. An example of grievous words would be to say something that is needlessly inflammatory. Sometimes name-calling serves that purpose. Now, Jesus did call names, and so did Paul, but never needlessly and never without factual basis. For instance, if I'm confronting someone about the fact that they have stolen something, and at some point I say, "You're a thief," if I'm saying that after presenting the evidence, but the thief refuses to hand over the stolen goods, then my words aren't really grievous. They are factual and warranted. But if my wallet, for example, is missing, and I just walk up to someone, and without any basis for doing so, I demand that person hand over my wallet. And when they say they don't have it, I say, "You're a thief." Well, at that point, my baseless accusation blurted out in anger and frustration would definitely qualify as grievous words and will probably stir up understandable anger in the other person. And when the wallet turns up later, I'd have to apologize for leveling a grievous accusation at an innocent person. That is why we have laws on the books against slander and libel. Some of the most grievous words ever spoken are slanderous. They include false and malicious statements that can damage the other person's reputation. If you heed the warning of this proverb, it can save you from being sued for libel. And if you're found guilty, it will not only cost money in the form of fines and court costs, but it will hurt your reputation. You'll become known as a slanderous loudmouth. People will label you a false accuser. People will not only have no faith in your words, but they'll avoid being in your company for fear of becoming another victim. If you're a businessman and you rely on good reputation and personal contacts in order to make your living, then that could be detrimental financially. And as a Christian, it can be used by Satan to destroy your witness. Who wants to listen to someone talk about God, sin, Jesus, the blood, the cross, the empty tomb, salvation, forgiveness, heaven or hell, when that person speaking has a reputation for speaking lies against innocent people? So it's important to know that while the truth will offend, and this text is not telling you to avoid speaking the truth when confronted with lies and deception, there is never a call for grievous words of slander, profanity, or abusive threats. I lost contact with a man some years ago who told me that he had to get off of social media because he just couldn't control his words. The God haters, communists, sodomites, and other fake Christians, they angered him to the point that he was saying things that fall into this category of grievous words. Now, I didn't tell him not to leave social media, but I just told him that I prayed that he would take a temporary leave so that he could let God work on his heart to the point where he could control his words. That is the goal. But there is wisdom in getting away from situations when you think that you might not be able to control your words and might speak grievous words. Those are decisions that each of us must make on an individual basis, with the goal being that we please the Lord and know that we are not violating His words with our own. As Paul said in Acts 26:25, "But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak the words of truth and soberness." Soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger.